Maynard Meyer for Q92. We have another Wellness Wednesday feature today on Q92. Every Wednesday, we get together with various health professionals from around our Q92 listening area and feature various facilities. And today we have someone from Madison Healthcare Services up there in the hill, a person who's familiar to many, Jody Kalloff. Jody is a clinic nurse at the Lac Parle Clinic. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well.
Well, tell us how long, give us a little background, how long you've been up there. You've been more than 5 years.
Just completed my 41st year.
That's what I was thinking. It was quite a few years.
Yes.
Yeah. 41 years.
Yep. Started as a nursing assistant when I was 16 and went on to school and worked many places.
Well, congratulations on 41 years.
Yes.
That's not bad. Well, not going to retire yet either, right?
No. Can't afford to do that yet.
Yeah. None of us can, I don't think so. Well, Jody, we're going to talk about immunizations today. August is National Immunization Month. Is that right?
That is right.
All right. Well, tell us what we should know.
Well, you know, this time of year is when right before school starts, and everybody's thinking immunizations for 7th grade and 10th grade, and pretty soon it'll be fall and we'll have to be doing our adult immunizations. And one thing I'd like to say I seen on the website is immunizations are the best weapons against any disease that they protect. So this year we got notified that the meningitis will be a catch-up year. It'll be mandatory for all Lac Parle seniors to have their second booster meningitis before entering school this year. They regulated it. The booster will be given at age 16. So now we'll have a couple years where they'll have to catch up. So everybody's between 16 and 18 will get their vaccine.
So that's something a little different.
Yep, that's new. Other boosters that we get are the tetanus and the meningitis. And then the other one is HPV. And this is the first vaccine that's been known to prevent some cancers. So we're really excited about this one. And you only need two shots if you get it between 11 and 12 years old. You only need one booster after 6 to 12 months. But if you wait and get it after 15 years of age, then you need three. Just because the immune response and the buildup of the immunity, less they found weans after age 15. So
body's got to work a little harder.
Yes, to build up all that. So. And kindergarten is our other big entry. Between 4 and 6 years old, we have to do all those nasty immunizations, and that's the tetanus, the DTaP, polio, MMR, and varicella. And we're lucky now that the manufacturers have combined a lot of these vaccines now, so we don't have to give four shots anymore. We can give three shots.
Okay. Makes it a little easier on the
ones. Yes, if they don't see all those needles coming at them, it makes them feel a lot better.
All right.
All right.
There's a lot of misinformation out there on vaccines on the internet, I think. Do you run into that kind of a problem up there once in a while? People just
Yeah,
don't
we have
want
non-vaccinators
okay.
in Lac Parle County. And that's their beliefs, and that's okay. But I hope that they just study the diseases that we prevent with those as much as they study the side effects of the vaccine.
Yeah, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Right, right.
Not probably half of it's wrong. So
right. And I found something that, as of right now, we prevent 11 diseases from the birth to 6 years of age.
Okay.
By giving vaccines.
One thing, the one you mentioned, tetanus. Now, a lot of people think, you know, what do I need that for? But I know there, for a fact, within the last year, one of the obituaries I was reading, I was wondering if someone had passed away from, who was a gentleman
from
in the southern part of our listing area. It was a guy, I believe, in his 40s or something, and it was tetanus. So that can be a killer.
And it's that the tetanus is the one that you have to get every 10 years.
Right.
And we recommend, actually, if you get injured in the first 5 years, between 5 and 10 years, that you need to come in and get a booster in that amount of time. 1 to 5 years is pretty strong, but after that, they see that it wanes, and they suggest coming in and getting the booster.
How about for some of us old fogies now, like myself, what I should have, I think I've caught up on my vaccines, according to the last time I was in there, but I think the shingles vaccine is one that you should probably get if you don't have it yet. Is that right?
And if you've ever seen a person that had shingles, you'd want that vaccine.
I've seen pictures. I don't want that. And I've had chicken pox when I was in my 30s. So
that's bad, isn't it?
Yes.
The other one is a pneumonia shot. And we give a Prevnar 20. Now, that's really been advertised on the radio, on the TV. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that we give. And that's the one that they're recommending that's the only one you have to get now.
Okay.
Is the Prevnar 20. And then the tetanus, we recommend getting the Tdap, it's called. And that, especially if you're having your grandma and you got newborns, to protect them against pertussis.
Okay.
Because the
whooping cough.
Whooping cough, yes. Because that's easy to prevent.
That was kind of making a comeback here, I think, in the last couple of years, wasn't it?
It has.
Same with measles and a few other
measles,
even
yes,
polio to some extent.
Yep, there's been more active cases down in the cities of measles. We just got a hand on that.
So
a notification.
We don't want that all started up again.
You know, and it's, the people that come in or don't vaccinate their children and then they go visiting a foreign country. And then, because the foreign countries don't vaccinate as well as we do here.
Right.
You know, and make as many vaccines mandatory as we do. So.
And I don't think some people maybe realize how serious like measles can be. I mean,
correct.
It can be a killer too. And
That's why they've developed these vaccines because of the infant death and child death. And
could be some long-lasting effects, just
right.
like with COVID and some of this other stuff. So,
right.
Speaking of COVID, what should we be doing with that?
We're at a standstill. We're waiting for the new vaccine to arrive. We're expecting it to come in like September, October. And then we'll be boosting everybody then with that, along with the influenza.
Any kind of an uptick in COVID or anything these days?
We've had cases at the clinic.
Okay.
And people calling in saying they're testing at home and are positive. So.
Okay. Then some of us are just not really testing real often, just kind of figuring that, if we're just going to have to live with it like the flu or something. Like that's kind of the attitude. But
you
probably do want to be
severe.
A little bit careful about it. Yeah.
Right.
It can still be a bad thing, right? So, all right. But anything else we need to know there, Jody?
Well, there's also this new RSV vaccine. That's recommended for pregnant women between being 32 and 36 weeks gestation. And they need it between September and January when RSV is more active. And then they also recommend it for anybody over the age of 60 with chronic medical conditions like COPD, asthma, diabetes, kidney disease, anybody who's immunocompromised is recommended to get the RSV vaccine.
Okay.
The bad part is Medicare don't like to pay for it, getting it through the clinic. So that's one that Medicare D has to pay for through the pharmacy.
Okay.
And that's also shingles for anybody on Medicare D is also one that...
Yep, I had the shingle shot up at
Thrifty White. Yep, they had to give it.
Take care of you up there. So.
They don't want to pay for it through the clinic. So, but if you're younger than 65, we can give you the shingles at the clinic.
Well, those days are gone. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
But there are a few people out there yet. So, great. Okay, well, a lot of good information there, Jody. If anybody has any questions, or maybe they don't know what vaccines they need or what, is there a record somewhere of like what their kids have?
Yes, there's an immunization called, we call it MIIC, M-I-I-C, through the state.
Okay.
And it records, all clinics are mandated to record all vaccines through that and hospitals.
Okay.
So it should be updated and we can pull that up and check it anytime for anybody.
Okay, very good. So they can stop by or give you a call for information, I would imagine.
That's right. Welcome at all times.
Okay, very good. Well, Jody, appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us today on immunizations. And again, August here is hard to believe it's August. Hard to comprehend that.
Already, yes.
August is National Immunization Month. And a good time to be thinking about it. And again, if you have any questions, contact your local health care facilities and Countryside Public Health and a variety of other places give you some good information on it. So, Jody, thank you much, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you, Maynard.
Jody Koloff from the Black Pearl Clinic right here in Madison on Wellness Wednesday.